kwazwai muri Zimbabwe ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu chave chidiki chekutanga uhlelo lwaqala lwalonyaka umnyaka ka 2020. Welcome Zimbabwe, muhle to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today mthakazo muhle Zimbabwe, muhle muri Zimbabwe is our first show of 2020. Today is January the 7th of 2020. Mthakazo muhle muri Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, muri Zimbabwe, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lami Mike Hove. Welcome, tsvakazo muhle to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything, konke, and everything youth-related. Tonight on The Connection, it's being the first show of 2020. I found it very important, ukuthi, we set the tempo for 2020. Tonight on The Connection, we're going to be looking back, we're going to be reflecting on umnyaka ka 2019, gore rapfuura ra 2019, tichange tichidzosa ndangariro. But we're not just ending there. Well, I'm going to be hosting a panel of young community leaders that are going to help me as we discuss what happened in 2019. But we're also going to be looking forward to tarisira mberi, tichiona kuti gore rino umnyaka ka 2020 izinto zizabe zihamba njani for abantu abasakhulayo. We're going to be looking at the year 2020 as we analyze and see what exactly is in store. What do the youth want and what's in store for them in 2020? Is it possible for the youth to uplift each other using acquired skills that they earn in college, in their technicons, even as you hustle on your side hustles? We know Zimbabweans, Richard Niki, my hustle, I work with Gunam Nogunako go hustler. So the big question we're looking to address, Nasi Muchirongwa, is are the youth able to use their skills and knowledge to uplift each other? So if you're looking to join tonight's program, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Lako njalo ukungixhuma live ecingweni munokwanisa unifonela live parunare pa +12026192077. Ngiyaphinda njalo +12024650318 pa WhatsApp, and then live ukucingo abafisa ukungifonela +12026192077. Mune Zimbabwe, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on radio. Abasemakhaya, listening live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency. Tiripopa zvekare pa 4930, pa 13860, uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz ku shortwave. And on the internet, ubulembu bokuxhumana, ubulembu bokuzilibazisa, we're streaming live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, tripozvekarepa www.voazimbabwe.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voandevelin.com. Saka muri eZimbabwe, pindai muchirongwa mundu dzo maonerenyu, makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lelami Mike Hove.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3, go Twitter and jalo go Instagram, BIGMYKE3. Go to Linga kichimi linga le go Twitter la go Instagram lifisu lami nkona. Konapa, gukati letu ele VOA Ndebele pa VOA Shona Triple Jokare pa VOA Studio 7 for the next hour. Sakana mshinopila mshirongwa, sakana nupa ma Facebook page nima tatu. You can write your name and number in the comment section. Tutangechukufo live pa mepo. And also, you can write your comments, and I'll be reading them live on air. Once again, Mzimbabwe Mushe, Mtsakazo Mushe, welcome, welcome, welcome. Mnechirongwa chedu chevechidiki, the first program of 2020. And I'm your host, Mike Hove. Nasi mchirongwa chukubata nyaya yekusimudzira vechidiki. 2020 has arrived, and vechidiki mnugorera 2019. Vanga wachichema, the youth were facing several different things. In our last program that we had here on the 31st of December, one thing was highlighted. Abantu abasakhulayo ngomnyaka ka 2019 were not happy at all. A lot of youth came onto this program, and the one thing they said was, I put the mic, mina, umnyaka ka 2019, I wanted to be a write-off. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, we sithi imisebenzi ayibambeki. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, we sithi isomnotho somnotho, siloku siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka. And mamiro akaita uphume wenyika, aiwa, arimuendera mbere achienda kumawere. Saka, aiwa, ndati nasi muchirongwa ndiunzoma, community leaders wanita mabasa akasiyana siyana. Tinzo kuti ivo gorera 2019 vakaroona ose uyezve pane vamwe vakatotanga zvirongwa zvine chinango zvokusimudzira vechidiki ma communities akasiyana siyana sikangende kupa lo munumzana decent pachila kuhlelo. He is one of the people who has a program that's been helping young people. It's already kickstarted and it's already started helping. So mfisa ukuzwa ukuthi as youth that have attained so many skills in IT, in economy, in social skills, networking, so forth and so forth, are the youth of Zimbabwe able to use their attained skills to uplift each other? Mukaiso, lingafaga makande in one pot. Can the youth come together and uplift each other? So now, as I spoke about Umnumzana U Decent Pachila, Decent Pachila kickstarted a program that targeted towards helping youth who are in the rural settlements of Zimbabwe. Now, some of these youths were facing challenges such as internet connectivity as they were trying to apply for jobs to become nurses. As I mentioned earlier on, the issue of unemployment is one issue that seems to have struck in Zimbabweans in 2019. But Decent Pachila and his mates decided to come together and they helped these youth, at the very least, get an opportunity to be shortlisted for some jobs. Let's take a look at a video whereby these youth spoke for themselves as they were talking about the initiative and they were talking about what they experienced as people such as Decent Pachila, who's going to be joining us tonight on the program, came to them and decided to help them. Let's take a look.
I am Michelle Muma. I'm 20 years old. I grew up in Bulawayo. I took my all level at Bukati High School, where I managed to obtain eight all level courses. I further studied at Montrose High, where I managed to obtain my two A level courses. I grew up with my auntie, who was a nurse. And so growing up in that environment and seeing how much she was dedicated and loved her work, to me, it has been both motivating and inspiring. And I had a passion in nursing, and I love providing care, comfort, and education to those who need help the most.
In the year 2019, sometime in November, I was introduced to the group of volunteers who were helping aspiring applicants. When the real advert was out, we had challenges here and there, such as the website was down and some of us could not apply. But it was because of this team, at the end, we managed to apply. And I was one of the candidates who were shortlisted, and I went all the way to Parinyatwa. But the other challenge I faced was we're not given the real date of when was the interview to be carried out. So one of our volunteers, Michael Ndiweni, called the ICT department of the Ministry of Child Health and Care, and that's when we managed to know the real date of the interview. For that, I'm really grateful about what the team did for us, and no words can express how happy I am about that. If I'm to be selected, I wish to be helped with the nursing necessities that I would use as I commence my nursing training. Thank you.
My name is Nicole M. Jogo. I'm from Blankets District in Bolilima. I did my O-level in Madlangosa High School and got 8 O-level passes. I then went on to do my A-level in Central High School. And after finishing my studies, I'd always been passionate about doing medical care or something that is in line with medical practice. So I went on to apply for nursing. I've been applying many times, but to no avail. I've been disappointed, heartbroken, felt like it's the end of the world. But I kept being optimistic and hopeful that someday I might get a chance. In November 2019, I was introduced to this group called the 2020 Volunteers. This is a group from Matabeleland. They're assisting children from Matabeleland to apply, not necessarily for nursing, but in many different organizations, either for in universities or for job opportunities with fair and equal chances. So it is through these guys that I have managed to apply for nursing successfully finally and got shortlisted and went for my interviews at Harare in Paravenia Hospital, and I also had. These guys have been helping by providing funds, for example, the 10 RTGS that is needed when you're applying online, considering that the internet is now, the nursing applications are now done online. And they've also been assisting by reaching out to those in remote areas, sending them data, making sure they apply without obstacles hindering them from doing so successfully. And these guys have also been helping by advocating for us, reaching to the higher ups with our complaints. Since the website was so down, it seemed impossible for us to apply successfully. But they've been advocating for us, talking to the IT team of the Minister of Health and Childcare, talking to the HPR of the Minister of Health and Childcare. They've been there for us with everything, doing everything with a free spirit, doing everything for us for free. And I'm really grateful.
Leabezo phela abantu abasakhulayo who are from the rural areas that are you know, these rural settlements. Udaba lokuthi abantu abasakhulayo complained ngomnyaka 2019 bathi ha, you know, there's no centralization. Ama imisebenzi eningi uyayithola ukuthi ise Harare, kanti bona abantu abasakhulayo abaphile emaphandleni bayakhala besithi bona abasatholi amathuba okuthola imisebenzi. So abantu abafana lomnumzana uDecent Bajila took it upon themselves and they found a way to help abantu abasakhulayo. So that's one thing that inspired uhlelo lwalamhla. Ndiyo nyaya yakanyatso kurudzira, yakandikurudzira ini kuti ah, Mike, if people like Decent Bajila can help you people in different parts of you know, within Matabeleland, within Midlands, these places that are generally overlooked, how is it not possible ukuthi such programs can not be initiated in different parts of the countries? Tijono ukuthi uyachithiki, can they be uplifted by such programs? But siyazi ukuthi umnumzana uDecent Bajila is already on the line. He's raring to tell us more about this program. And of course, I'm looking to hear ukuthi yena ubona ngani if these programs are set up in different parts of Zimbabwe, would they help? Let's hear what he has to say. Decent Bajila, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhuti njani?
Ngiyabonga Mike, kwetha.
Hayi ngiyaphila, wena unjani?
Hayi siyaphila lati.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nami ngiyabonga ukuba phakathi kwehlelo.
So early on, Decent, I was playing e-video lapho abantu abasakhulayo were basically explaining what they had to go through and how the program that you and abantu abafana labo mnumzana uMichael Ndiweni set up helped them as young people. Now, my first question to you, Decent, because there's a lot of people that may not have a lot of knowledge about uhlelo lolu, and there's a lot of people that may not understand what inspired people like yourselves to do it, is what exactly motivated you guys to go to the most minute places in Matabeleland and Midlands and want to figure out a way to help the youth?
I think the first thing is that people, there was a time when there were questions around why are there no people from Matabeleland, particularly within certain ministries, in the Ministry of Women, in the Ministry of Youth, those ministries that require representation at grassroots level, that must have ward officers. There was at one point a question on why don't we have ward officers in the Ministry of Women's Affairs, ward officers in the Ministry of Youth Affairs in rural Matabeleland. And the response was that we do not have people with five O levels in rural Matabeleland. So that is one thing that we need out to say. We need to show that there are people with five O levels in rural Matabeleland, and even more people with diplomas and some with degree who are resident in rural Matabeleland who qualify for these opportunities. It's just that the process of getting to those opportunities is not available to them. Either the interviews are too far from them, or the information is just not given to them. So that was one of the biggest inspirations of the program, to prove that indeed in rural Matabeleland there are people who qualify for these positions, who are resident there, who are unemployed.
Now, decent, the year 2019, umnyaka ka 2019 seems to be a very, very difficult year for abantu abasakhulayo. Earlier on, I was discussing about how on the 31st, I had my last program, Lapa, of 2019, and the central thing that seems to have come out is abantu abasakhulayo were complaining, where you know what, Mike, if we could write off umnyaka ka 2019, I would prefer we do that. Ngenxa yokuthi they were complaining about ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, they were complaining about how the state of the economy is affecting their day-to-day basis. I would love to hear you yourself as a community leader. What was your take on umnyaka 2019?
Umnyaka 2019 ubunzima kakhulu because ungananzelela ukuthi nga singabantu mhlaba lisebizweni. One thing that is certain ukuthi uzayenza i-tax. You are going to pay tax no matter what, so long you are alive. And in 2019, we saw an increase of the number of taxes that umuntu ohlala eZimbabwe has to pay. And all these taxes, nama taxes are compulsory. For example, my taxes are virtual transactions. If you are going to do a transaction over your phone or everywhere, you have taxes now coming in. Literally eroding 2% of the nothing that young people already had. So already young people, before these taxes came in, they were so gone. Now, so with the tax angels, the way go away, you also have issues with our subsidy on our basic commodities, our money, also affecting the livelihoods of everyone, more so of young people, because the unemployment continues to move on while there is a few that continues to be rich and richer and richer in Zimbabwe. So only our 2019, we will Zimbabwe.
What do you think about Mumlomo, Decent, and Tatum Lalele, and then I'll come back to you, Anget?
Okay.
All right, Muria Zimbabwe, Mavakunzu, Wakuna, Decent Bajila, he was a young gentleman who decided, Iwa, ini nivango wangu, vechidiki, ngatibata, neituono kutinga basara, say, vanu vechidiki, vanu vaku, Marua, kuna ukukunana Matabeleland, kunana Midlands, kune wanu wakawanda vechidiki, vasuruku wanao mikana, encompassing, kune zuruku itika, kunana Harare na kunana Bulawayo. Ngiyezo kutungilo mlalele, nrumuzo, ndino mtereri wangu kutanga, mlalele okalonge na yogushelo, Kola kola mtereri, nya wamgena ukshelo, welcome, welcome, mnechirongwa chelu, who's on the line there?
Ya, isu tiuta waone zekuti ku Zimbabwe laga umasinga iti.
Aripari nare mdiali nda?
Nda?
Ndata aripari nare mdiali?
Tendai.
Oh, mkoma tendai, zirufa mbe.
Zirufa mba, kuse iku ku mita jonga yandile.
Aywa, di Mike aripo, taura mkoma jonga wangu aripari, yetu wambo, tizoro reinda, boti ndipinde usemu mwochidiki.
Okay.
Ndugunzo watu maam, sito wawa kutuza maundre nyu, if I matu uza mkomu.
Kuchipingi, zuzakatu umira umana, indoka kuchipingi, but kuchipingi zakatu umira u. Kambo kakacho wanda benda kwa alale, haa, zuzakuiza umana, te umpucha dolo, ndiye, timiwe papi, haa, zuzakatu umira FHD.
Gorera 2019, makaru wana usei mkomu atenda?
Chi?
Dati gorera 2019, makaru wana usei? Vane talent yekuita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvinonyatso dadisa. Saka sezvo vechidiki vane ruzivo ruzhinji pane pamusoro pezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Chii chinoita kuti vasabatane vonawo mikana yekuzvisimudzira? Chiri kunyatsonetsa chii? I was a kunza izvino gorera 2020 nemaondo renyu zvinhu zvichachinja here vechidiki vachawana mukana wekusimudzira
ine kutonga kwangu kuti zvichinjika kunge tatombochinja kunge tiri kutungamirira tomboona kuti ndimbosvatsva gomwe mutungamiri jasi uipo wakafanira wanga angoipo kudhara angasvikwa nguva tiri nani atombosvika pakutambudzika svapa tasvika izvizvi
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma tendai tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa All right, Muri Zimbabwe, Tagazamoshe, that was Umnumzana Utendai. Ongsakulayo, yena, he's from Chipinge. Utendai yena uti ubonangani. Umnyaga 2019. As I mentioned earlier on, just like abanye basakulayo that entered the program, Mshaga 31, right of 2019. Hayi isimo somnotho ukuthi waseyahlupha imisebenzi ayitholakali. So ngimbuzile uTendai ngathi Tendai njengoba eningi labasakhulayo ikakhulukazi abadabuka eZimbabwe bahlakaniphileni empela they're very very intelligent smart people. Kungani bekafaka ingqondo zabo within one melting pot? Babona ukuthi ithuba likhona na lokuthi ulo who has knowledge on economy, ulo who has knowledge on e-marketing, ulo who has knowledge on e-broadcasting. Babona ukuthi kungaba lobudlelwano can they uplift themselves? Yena uthi njengoba uhulumende yena ubona ngani uhulumende okhona is not supportive of abantu abasakhulayo, hayi lokhu kungahlupha. Asizweni ukuthi uDecent Bachila yena uthini. Decent ukhona ecingweni? Right, you heard what Umlaleli was saying. You yourself have already kickstarted this initiative that is somehow helping the youth. Is it possible, Uguti, there can be different programs set up in different parts of Zimbabwe to uplift youth, regardless of whether the government is performing at its best or not?
I think the things that we have started with respect to Midlands and Matabeleland can be replicated elsewhere throughout the country. Also, Lati, if we could divert the resources, if we could divert energy, if we could divert more time, we could have spread the whole program throughout the country. Mm. But my challenge is that the program that we are doing now is absolutely, absolutely unnecessary. Government must have done all these things, that must have presented all these things that we are presenting now long back. Ukuthi izindlela zokuthi abantu bazise amathuba akhona phakathi kwabo abaphila duzane kwabo kumele kube into elula ehlalise yenzakala kungasabi nemizamo eyenzakeleyo ngiyawo kuthemba abanye kathi ke naxophisana labo abanawe tesi abancedisa omunye wakhona wasuke eVictoria Falls siza kuma-interviews eHarare wadlula izibhedlela ezingaki endleleni lapha kade nga-interviewa khona abanye basukele emakhaya ePlumtree ngokunjalo singalandela uhlelo lolukhulu olukusisekelo sombuso olwe-devolution of power kuza kwenza ukuthi abantu njengoba sitsho abantu eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile abantu eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile bayenelisa ukuzenzela izinto uhlupho ngolokuthi akula information efika kibo uhlupho ngolokuthi izinto lapho kumele zenzakale khona zenzakale endaweni eyodwa kumbe ezimbili zifihlekile zisensitha alubana zonke izinto ziyabekwa zibe mgqeke ukuthi lokhu lalokho kwenzakalayo njalo abantu benelisa ukuzilanda lezo zinto eduze lapho abahlala khona mina ngilethemba ukuthi abantu abatsha beZimbabwe bengasukuma bakhe umnotho welizwe ngempela engcono
othi ngikubamba umlomo one more time Decent ngithatha omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo size ukuthi yena uthi ngodabula khona egodweni All right, Muri Zimbabwe mavakunzwa kunava Decent Bachila yena he was commenting esithi pakaitika nyaya yedevolution maybe just maybe the youth are able to assist themselves now asizeni ukuthi omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo what does he have to say about nyaya tinayo nasimchirongwa joining me is a community development practitioner has experience esebenza kanye ndawonye lohulumende asizweni ukuthi yena uthini umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo Kajengo ndinomgamuchira emchirongwa makadenyu mkoma
makadenyu atiriri tinotenda mkoma
aiwa happy new year ndeke kutanga tichikuona ikagore rino
tinotenda zvikuru.
Vaka jengo nyaya tinayo nhasi mugango. Tiri kukurukura nezve zvakasangana nevechidiki gore rapfuura. And then tikuda kunzwawo kuti mikana iripo here yekuti vechidiki vazvisimudzirewo gore rino. Mubvunzo wangu wekutanga kwamuri vaka jengo, my first question to you is, what is your take on 2019? A lot of youth have come onto this program and they said, ah, if it was up to them, ah, gorera 2019, vaitori visa mukalenda. Mungati inazvo.
Okay. Actually, thank you very much for the discussion and for the topic. The year 2019, in as far as I am concerned, in as far as youth are concerned, in as far as the young people in different fields of life, political, social, economic, they actually have been airing and putting out a number of views or opinions. Firstly, there are some positives that have been realized in the year 2019. I'm sure you are aware that the government of Zimbabwe, under the leadership of Comrade Jim Mnangagwa, actually made it very clear that devolution is to be a practical policy, not just a theoretical one. So it was implemented, and this devolution benefited many of the young people. You can see that the young people have been aggregated into different sectors, you know, mining, you know, agriculture, you know, tourism. So actually, 2019. The progressive years in as far as youth empowerment and development are concerned. Of course, challenges they do exist, but honestly speaking, as a development practitioner, I can certainly agree that it was a good year for the young people. Also, take note, the government of Zimbabwe in the year 2019, according to its national budget, they also budgeted for the inclusion of young people in all ministries, in all sectors. So it has a good starting point for the young people in the entire developmental arena.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vaka Jengo, as you say, it was a good year. We have a lot of young people that are still complaining about the fact that they are unemployed. We have a lot of young people that are complaining about the fact that mamiriro yopfumi wenyika ari kungoendera mberi achienda kumawere zvichingonzi zvichagadziriswa nanhasi zvinhu hazvisati zvagadziriswa. Young people within the most minute areas are still complaining because they're not given the same opportunities as young people who are in urban centers. And urban centers aren't doing that much better because they're also not getting opportunities with regards to employment and so forth. How do we then progress and make sure that 2020 is a better year for them?
Thank you very much. I do agree. We ought to be guided by the government, the blueprint, the TSP, Transitional Supplement Program, the TSP. It is a benchmark. It is a map which has to guide most of the young people. If you look at the 2020 budget, you do agree with me that it's a youth-centered budget, which is a clear reflection of the simple fact that the government is centered, is focused, and is putting on the first priority is young people. Look, now the empowerment is also being capacitated. If you look, the year 2020 is the year where entrepreneurship is going to be realized. Entrepreneurship is going to be the forefront in as far as the realization in 2030 is concerned. So our budget itself, if you look at it, you do agree with me that the young people are at the center stage in terms of government priority. Secondly, if you look at currently, there's been issues of fees rise. I'm sure you're aware that most of the colleges, most of the universities have been calling for an increase in terms of fees. But look, the minister responsible for higher teacher education, you know, is trying his level best to make sure that the fees are not going to be increased, meaning to say, the issue of youth empowerment is still a priority of the state.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vaka Jengo, again, look back to Pamro Mondin, Zot Mtere Raguti, and then I'll head over to Deason so he can respond to you. Niyazokuthi ngilomlaleli ndikunzokuthi ndine umwe umthereri arikupinda muchirongwa. Kola kola mlaleli, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa. Who's on the line there? Hello?
Hello?
Yebo kola, zvikufamba?
Yebo, ndinjani
baba? Hayi siyaphila, ngibani okhonekta ngwena?
Awusaza Juma.
Godite unjani baba?
Hayi ngiyaphila, ndinjani nani?
Hayi ngiyaphila, happy new year.
Ai, sisi ndeni kwenye yake mucha kumbeu njanda wako napo.
Ai, sina seapila, seapila, at least we're happy with seapila.
Yeah, ai, kunyono kwa sisi, ili kapte fumula.
Nyempela. So, mnumga na chuma, au mke rumbo no hapo, 2019, izi mtozi hambe vuse na, ikakuluga zi wana speaking about, kama nita masakula.
Ai, ya mkotu, mkuru kutekini, so, kagula nte kambe vuse. Kagula nte kambe vuse. Izi kambe vuse. I was able to get a lot of people. Kuna bantu anabasuka jio huo fela kuhusi kuna yama tebelendi mo vibrichi kuna mo midlands panziji abaso aba enemi suti batore lelo kubale kutu wapula elezi mtu abaso zivazi mwono mwa agula neke tagula ani agula zibute ya kutumu zimu kuruka kuruka zi abantu anabatele zima tangawe sana nisile kota peri kukeli kona pere kamana kukeli nisa niko wata nisile bantu anakota pere ngao na kukeli na kukela panziji ewa zisaka nisile kakuna na kofi za kone unabu zimu bantu anakakuru kazi unabuti ayi 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 zile amyazi hiti kwa hizi kwa hizi.
So Baba Chuma, kuhlelo silomlungana uDecent Patila, yena uPatila labanye abasakhulayo came about with the program lapho bayazama ukuthuthukisa abanye abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni ukuthi bathole imisebenzi endaweni ezithiyeneyo. Ubona ngani inhlelo ezifanayo if they set up in different areas eZimbabwe abasha balakho ukuthuthuka na?
Hayi lapho ngaba ngancedisa kakhulu sibe bafike endaweni zonke zezilizwe. Hayi bona ngalo wazama sibe ukuba kuthuthukiswe yakhe ukuthi ngore bancedisile sibe abanye abantwana sibe babuya bazenza imali kuzenda eHarare. Hayi lapho kungawuthuthukisa sibe kuzwayo ngoba kufanele ukuthi vele zintandani kakula muntu phela obakhangelayo ngoba uhulumende kalandaba lakho vele kakula. Siwayifaka ebantwini ukuthi kuyuthile ukuthi ithole into engayincedisa. Hayi bangazama sibili kubona bayenza into enhle kakhulu 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 kazi.
Ulawo inamazwi okunikeza uBathila.
Hayi ngifuna ukumbonga kakhulu uBathila ukuthi Bathila akuyenze sibi gwalisa indawo yonke sibili izwe lonke leli. Uzame sikuhlelo lokho hayi kukahle kakhulu kazi nokuyenze okwenzayo. Siyakubongela kakhulu ukuthi hayi inkosi kubusise sibili. Uphumise abantwana laba kumbe bangathola kungabanceda busanzela kusasa.
Hayi siyabonga Golide, danki ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi kulungile baba.
Right, muri eZimbabwe mabhakuzwa kuna vasivasa chuma umwe womuteereri wedu anosimbo pinda panapa pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki vari kuti aiwa nemaondero avo hongu zvirongwa zvakafanana neichimu ichiwo chirongwa chakasetwa up naDecent Patila nevamwewo vechidiki if it's set up accordingly mune ma center zvakasiyana siyana kuZimbabwe uko hanzi vechidiki vanokwanisawo kuzvisimudzira. Pindai muchirongwa mundudzo maondero enyu asizoni kuti yena uDecent uthini. Decent ukonekti mwe
mkona Mike.
Right, so you heard what Kajengwa had to say, you heard what Umlaleli had to say, awukaphendula.
Yeah, mina wakukame ngakutsho especially on the side of what Kajengwa was saying was that the biggest challenge we have in Zimbabwe is that we have got so many nicely written documents, and those documents amount to nothing at the end of the day, because these documents are always aspirational and there is nothing at the level of implementation. We are now tired of having one document launched after another. This document, there is another. And in terms of implementation, there is absolutely nothing. That is why right now there is an issue where he correctly says that government adopts that it is going to push the agenda of devolution as of 2019. But what happens? People in Victoria Falls are called by government for interviews in Harare when there are hospitals in those areas. Hospitals like Kwekwe Hospital, for example, has a nursing intake that must begin as we speak this January. but no interviews happened there. People from Kwekwe have to travel to either Bulawayo or Harare for interviews. And we have people from surrounding areas around Kwekwe, the likes of Slovela, Jombe, Chundura, and other areas who could come to Kwekwe easily. Now we have to travel all that far. Mm-hmm. At the backdrop of a government that has adopted devolution as a policy. So adoption of policies and nice documents, all this thing is one thing. Implementation is another. What we now want to see is implementation of these policies. Good report.
Mm-hmm. Vaka Jengo, pin right in.
I tell my brother, let me say, I'm sorry to say that you are totally disconnected from reality. Mm-hmm. Look, my brother, devolution is the reality. Our budget for 2020 is something that has been budgeted for. All the 10 provinces, including the 14 provinces, are in the budget, in as far as devolution is concerned, which reflects the simple fact that it's no longer just a theory, but it's now realistic. So, for me, if you look at, if you go back to, I have him and other colleagues trying to portray the fact that the government is failing to properly empower the young people through various ways. I want to correct that. Look, if you look at the sector like arts, you do agree with me that 80% of the arts are young people that are being supported fully by government, materially, socially, and even financially. Look at those into cultural arts. You know, recently, his excellency the president met the young people under a program called the National Youth Conference Kanuma, where issues of economy were on the center stage. Look, issue of mining, issue of agriculture, issue of tourism. Right? Secondly, I'm sure you are aware that in September this year, government of Zimbabwe, in fact, as the young people in Zimbabwe, they hosted an Africa Youth and Tourism Conference. And we had a number of countries that came to Zimbabwe, which reflects that the country is geared and is prepared at the same time is for implementing this empowerment program. So now to say it's just it's something on paper, just a theoretical, it's an understatement, or else it really means that one is totally disconnected from reality.
But I just assisted 23 young people to travel from rural Matabeleland for interviews in Harare just a week ago. How can that amount to being disconnected from reality? Is there any more reality better than that? All he is talking about is nothing that is being experienced.
I can work anywhere in Zimbabwe because I'm a Zimbabwean. I can apply for a job anywhere. It's my country. Anyone who is from Victor, from Kumbura, wherever you can mention those names, is Zimbabwe. So any Zimbabwean, he works free to work anyway because it's a sovereign country. It's a country that
There is no problem with working anywhere. There is no problem with working anywhere. The point is that Kwekwe Hospital has a training for nurses. Interviews for Kwekwe must be done in Kwekwe, not in Harare or Bulawayo. That's the point. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. If you are going to be trained in Kwekwe, why can't you be interviewed in Kwekwe? Why should you go and be interviewed elsewhere when there is devolution?
Mm-hmm. All right, Matota, let me hold you both on the line for 1 second and touch on that, and then I'll come back to you guys and give you guys a platform to continue the discussion. Sizwe nukutu umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba lukhona ekutwini ndikunzwa ndine mthereri khola mthereri ndino mgamishira mchirongwa mbano khona ecingweni khola hello
njani baba
ngiyaphila baba mbano khona ecingweni
you are speaking to Mr. Prince in Durban.
Prince eThekwini kunjani eDurban?
Kuyabheda lana baba.
Uthi kuyabheda awusitshela okuningi, what's going on?
Akuri kurwadza, andimuriona takazonge takurohwa muna 2019 umu, akumanizvo zvacho.
Saka
hai zvakaoma zvindozama kuti zviendeke.
Mabata nyaya ya 2019 mukoma Prince ibvai matoutiudzawo zvizhinji. Imi muri kuionawo segore rapfuura vechidiki vakabudirira here, zvinhu zvakafamba zvakanaka here?
Aiwa gorira pera zvozva zviri kumeta. Hapana kana baba sina kana option asi tikonoto negore rinoti tapinda iri otherwise zvino zvino zviri kuratidza kuti zvakati siyanei shoma.
Siyanei sei?
Rapera iri rairwadza iri asi rinoiri gore rinoiri haa. Everyone une hope yekuti zvinogona kuita.
Saka nemaonyo enyu vechidiki vachazowanawo havo mukana wekuwana zvavanga vachichemera kugore rapfuura.
Muno mugezeni kana kuti muno musouth africa ndine hope yekuti ndizvozvo chaizvo kuti tinoonawo zvishoma pane zvakati siyanei nezvelast year.
Ko kuzimbabwe?
Ha kuzimbabwe hakuna chinobuda ko.
Hinda.
Aiwa kune kana 1 rand kuzimbabwe hapana kana hapana hapana kana tarisi vatina.
Asi mukoma prince vechidiki kuzimbabwe nangwe ikoko kusouth africa vari zvizvarwa zvekuzimbabwe vanonyatsoratidza kuti aiwa vanhu vakangwara zvechokwadi mabasa munonyatsorova munhu wese anonyatsobvuma kuti mazimbabwens aiwa vanhu vakangwara kwese kwandoenda ini ndakatravhela nyika dzakasiyana siyana vanhu vese anonyatsobvuma kuti mazimbabwens vanhu vakangwara saka kana tiri vanhu vakangwara so chii chinotadza kuti vechidiki vaisewo pfungwa dzavo pamwe chete vaonawo kuti vangazvisimudzira sei chii chinonyatsovatadzisa kudaro
munoona kungwara kwedu nekuzihazi takadzidza ka sometimes mumwe macho tinozviparira tega tinoona leader wedu wekutanga watatinaye vamugabe muchakabo wakatina vanhu chinhu unozitingati ugodowe kana utsinye huya huya saka munhu unonge ari panext pangu handigoni kuti ndimusimudze nemwoyo wose ndinongoti kana audobiriraka ndakutanga futi kuti godo riyari hani munoona ndakutanga futi kuti godo rekuti a munhu waudo ndidarika sei ndamuti aiti azamawo kuitawo bichana saka zvinhu zvinodzose kumashure isusu hani munozvo
aiwa
takunzwairani zvakanaka tamuri vose
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma prince kandai mazwenyu kupedzisira.
Aiwa ndinoda hangu kumhoresa vanhu vese vezimbabwe kuti ave netarisiwo yekuti vamunangagwa nezanu pf yavo vachazobva
kwete kugadzirisa zvinhu.
Aiwa haana zvaanogadzirisa madofu.
Aiwa takudza mukoma prince tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handisi.
Aiwa zvakanaka mambo wangu.
Alright, let's head over to my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo siyezokuthi silo samke liso chuma samke unjani sisami
ngi-right unjani
ha ngiyaphila vele you entered as the program got hot
you know like I'm struggling to hear you I don't know why
uyangizwa na can you hear me now
yeah
okay what's here so let me ask my producer to hang up and then he'll try call you back angithi ngenxa ukuthi i-network ikhanya ngani yatho.
Yes, all
right,
yeah, but now I can hear you. So if you don't hear me, then they can cut. But I think right now it will be clear.
Okay, can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, I can.
All right, awesome. Let's get locked and loaded. Sange, basically, namhla kuhlelo we're reflecting on umnyaka lo osandukudlula umnyaka ka 2019, and I'm looking to hear from you guys as community leaders ukuthi libona ngani kulo mnyaka abantu abasakhulayo. If you all put your expertise together, are you able to uplift each other? So umbuzo wami wokuqala kuwe Sange, awusitele umbono wakho mayelana nalo mnyaka osandukudlula. What do you think? Did the youth experience enough? What did the youth go through? Abantu abasakhulayo.
I mean, it's the same thing every year, like unemployment is still the same, the rates are still high, people are jobless. So when it comes to our youth in Zimbabwe, the labor problem is still the same, we have no money, we can't do anything, we're frustrated. It's still the same story. It feels like we're saying the same song over and over again, and it's getting tiring, to be honest. 2019 was just like any other year, you know, and it was quite disappointing with our past. With a new dispensation, and we are hoping that things will be better. But to realize as a young person, it's actually worse. It's getting worse every day. So 2019 was really bad. Like if you talk to different young people, this is what they say. 2019 was hectic. It was tough.
Is there any hope ukuthi 2020 will be any different if you're saying ukuthi ingoma has been the same over the years?
You know what? Like, I was talking to a friend, she so frustrated because we have one of my problems that are happening and she can't help. And like, with a few young people were saying, this 2020, we're going to promote active citizenship, you know, which we participate instead of not complaining, I hate the word complaining, but instead of always saying the same song, what role can you play, what solution can you bring to the table? So I'm hoping that 2020, instead of waiting for the government, we can as individuals, what can we do? What can we do? What can we mobilize than that? Because I feel like with the government, there's no more hope. And we'll be lying to ourselves if we're going to say they'll do anything. So 2020 is more of active citizenship, you know, like we're going to participate in bringing our own solutions. Partnering with different individuals in the diaspora.
Now, Sange, which is pretty much the narrow, what comes down to what we're discussing now, you talked about active citizenship. Earlier on, I was explaining to people how I'm basing this whole conversation based on a mere thing that Umnumzana Udisen Bajila and his colleagues did, whereby they helped abantu abasakhulayo from Matabeleland and Midlands who live in the most remote of areas. Now, if they can do that and uplift abanye abantu abasakhulayo, can that not happen throughout the rest of the nation?
You know how, for me, I was challenged by Upin and Chaz. I'm not sure if that's his name on Twitter.
Yes,
like
it is.
It's been mobilizing, you know, getting different people, like I'm a doctor, to treat Abantu in different cities, like he's been doing it, Bulawayo, Binga, all these places. And I thought to myself, what am I doing? Like, what's my role as a citizen, you know? Kind of do something. And when you see Ubadila as well, that the things are for mercy, they're like, okay, I need to find like one problem that I can solve. So can you imagine if we get every young person in each and every city coming up to say, you know what, I'll do one thing, I'll solve one problem. I think by the time we get to 2030, we would have solved at least, not everything, but we would have done something. Because no one would tell us it is a Mandela as a government. The government continuously has failed to deliver on its promises. So it's either we do what we can and solve the problem that they created, or all of us are just going to die. And not everyone will be able to be doing. So either we solve these problems, or we just wait for our death.
Let me go back to the other two gentlemen. Let's hear what they have to say about Mbono Wako. Tutanga Nava, Nicholas Kajengo. Mr. Kajengo, Muchiripo Parnat. Kajengo.
Yes, I'm here.
Right. You've seen both two panelists that are on the line, and also callers have come in. And one thing they seem to highlight is people seem to have lost confidence in the government in terms of, uplifting the youth. You've come and you've talked about different policies. However, some people feel like, you know what, on paper it's all great, but there's no implementation. Mungati na zuzo.
Listen, I started up to you. One of our evidence, that's not the reason Umbo Chai won't be as if the background is not our family. One of our other radio, no movement, no. I had a field, I had a ground. Naka in the field, but in the background, no sooner than the soldier, it's empowerment, it's my policy, the women, the TSP vision, 2030, the background, no coaching. Magatarika, right now, we should be. Wakapinda ma programs, akawanda, hurumende kana command agriculture. Right now, waripa ground, waripa food. Makatarisa, niya the mechanization, niya the irrigation, niya the modern farming. Jawa nabutirichi dike wa jinji, warimu irrigation, warimu bow drilling, warikita shi ICT, shinusimuza upinyu wawo. Makatarisa, niya the mining, zipa tenda stage. Terai ben top 50 amakanzwa yevarindi uchaona kuti vazhinji vacho vakapinda mutop 50 iyoyo vechidiki ende uchaona kuti vakavhota kuti vanhu vavo vapinde patop 50 iyoyo vanga vakasangana vakuru nevadiki asi zvidudzira kuti vechidiki vari kufarirwa nemunhu wese senyaya dzeedi dynamics kududzira kuti vechidiki ramangwana ravo kunyange razvino raura nhasi riri musafe hands mukatarisa kuti mayouth edu kunyanya kunyanya dzidzo chaidzo vari kuwaridzwa zvakanyanya vari kusimudzirwa so
should use gravity near the magnitude, I think your theory in your ear ground. But there is some two million in Kachao, Waka Sangana, Nick, Nikayo, Sekadoma, Waka Sibisanyazi, the Shiro, Nick, Rava Puma, Sindakanyanya, we had no mind. Right now, because you know, Rabba Ramania, my UTU, as you want my permit, as you want my license, you could export, but you want Vumu. The Buta Kotaki infrastructure was out in Zirakanaka, Zirai Pamtim, Zakaran Batasavishi Dick, Warimom Yad infrastructure, Yad Churakushi Buran, Yad Churakuma Dim, Yazoga Zirkuma Diba, Pine Mapoga, Makawanda, and I use Bid Mabu, Mapoga, Machani Shiki, Mikayose, so Vanega Chona, Varipati, Vodara, Uma Dining, Zimbabwe, Matowns, our Sharkuna.
What this thing before I take Lalele, let me hear what Mnumzana Upatila has to say. Decent Mkalumpendule, we are Musa Uti. Travel the nation, you'll see the development. We are Shonjalo Uti. If budget got 2020 Gababum Tulumube, Gutwa, hi, Yona Ilenjong, or Yogututugi Sabantabasakula. So let me hear what Mnumzana Uti and Pachila has to say first, then I'll go to the caller. Pachila Uti.
First of all, if we were not traveling the nation, we were not going to mobilize young people from Plumtree to Slovenia, from Victoria Falls to Tate Bridge, to be able to be in this program. We found those young people because we are traveling the country, because we are at each and every corner of the areas that we have been to. So it's not correct to say that we are not on the ground, because we have real stories of real people who are suffering, young people in rural areas who are suffering, who are deprived of opportunities, who can only hear of these opportunities on radio and on TV, but never see them on the ground. And this time around, we said we are going to take them to where the opportunities are centralized, which is Harare. Secondly, it is quite unfortunate that a government official has to mention participation in command agriculture as a success on the eve of a severe drought that we are facing in Zimbabwe. Command agriculture has not been successful. Any participation in it, therefore, has been in vain, because Zimbabwe is facing severe starvation. We want food aid from other countries. People are not able to buy food in the shops, because once we discuss, prices go up. So there is a challenge there if we can make command agriculture. If you can mention command agriculture as a success. So that's in short a response to what Umiti Kandebo has to say. But moving forward, it is important to say these young people that the president travels around and meeting are the same young people who are in the cities, are the same young people who have monopolized the privilege, are the same young people who are found. If the president goes to Mtare, it's the same. She goes to Kwekwe, it's the same. She goes to Cholocho, it's the same. It's the few young people who have monopolized the privilege. And the government officials are actually happy that the president keeps on meeting the young people.
Wathi ngikubamba umlomo sizukuthi yena umlaleli uthini. Khona khona mthereri ndinomgamtshira emtshirongwa. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ngiba nokhona ecingweni aripari narindiyani.
Eh, makadiko nkoma manje.
Ah, bo, mkoma aripari phone ndiyani.
Eh, mutoro ona nyasha zviti pa kwekwa.
Ah, mkoma nyasha kukwekwe tudzeiwo maondrenyi 2019 lakafamba zvakanaka here.
Mukoma maika zvina kumira zvakanaka mukoma maika. Ah, 2019 anga chipisa.
Hanzi chikwa kana mukoma nyasha.
Mabasa sikuwanika unga muzvikoro especially kuma kwedu kuma institution tu. Zvakanotombomira zvakanaka zvanga zvichirwadza mukoma maika kuti utenge chipi nechipi chaungade kutenga zvinhu zvacho zvikungokwira every day. Saka hezi. Pachaiti
zvino mukoma nyasha Mkoma nyasa ndiku bunzei, murugunzo wa mkoma kajengu wari popari nara hanzi tendrai muone, mkaona pa nyikaro, pana ku Zimbabwe hanzi wechidiki wari uwa naomika na yaka siyana siyana imi murutu wechidika wanama basa zino vanuote irani chichiru kinyasa hizi
zao wari kutawara wachidiki mkana sikuti ndofunga mkana ilikuwa ndira kune wangu isusu hatina mukana tikungosangana nayo isusu kuedza nepatinogona napo vechidiki asi hapana kana mukana tikusangana nayo izvozvo zvakaoma izvi
nemaonereni zvichachinja here gore rino
nemaonero angu hopu ndoyatisina zvedu hopu hapasisina pamukoma mai
zvino mukoma nyasa
tiendiraimbe tungoona kuti 2020 yacho iyi tungoona kuti zvakangofanana zvangofanana nehembe yaemubhero nekakunge yakamboshandiswa hapana chambochinja pamukoma Mike isusu hatisina kana hope manje yechidiki vacho saka ndopamunozoona manje ekozvino ndopamunozoona isusu vechidiki mapasa akasiyana siyana akaita sekuba vazhinji vedu nekuti zvinhu zvakaoma vamwe vakuitawo zvechipambi mabhao munekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka vari kuedza kutsvaga kurarama
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma nyasha mabvunzo angu okupedzera kwamuri tobva tapedza chirongwa ndechekuti sezvo vechidiki vekuZimbabwe vanhu vari kunzi vakangwara zvikurusa pasi rose chiri kutadzisai kuisa pfungwa dzenyu pamwe chete kuitira kumuwanawo mukana wekusimudzira chii
nyaya iripo ndekuti ichokwadi chocho isusu muZimbabwe very intelligent zvinotozikanwa kana muAfrica yese asi kuti chionai manje pfungwa dzedu dzaatikirirwa nekuda kwokuti vacho vari kumusoro havasi kukwanisa kutinzwa isusu vamiririri vari kukwanisa kutimirira havasi kutimirira zvakanaka nekuda kwokuti tichasa age yevanhu vari kutimirira kumusoro ikoko vava vanhu vakuru vachembera saka zvii havakwanisi kutinzwa uchiisa isusu zvatinenge tichida sezvipiki handiti maona manje
aiwa takunza mukoma nyasha nguva ndiyadyikana na ndiri kunzwa kuti pane vamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru handisi Alright, Zimbabwe muhle liyamuzwa umnumzana Nyasha asizweni ukuthi usamke yena uthi samke liso uconnect ngwena.
Ngibengilalele.
Right, so you heard what umlaleli had to say, you heard what Decent had to say, kanye lo Nicholas ngicela ubaphendule bonke.
You know what? I love how you keep saying ukuthi we should go on the ground. You know, I work with young people and I'm also a young person.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that the government has things on the paper, but when it comes to implementation, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They can talk about common agriculture, which is doing amazing. But if you know which right now in Zimbabwe, the economy has, like, see contracted to, I think, less than 7% or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we let out. And I was reading a survey, the EAU, and they were saying, 5.5 million in rural areas. That's a very cloud. So when they say command agriculture is working, what are they talking about? And I think it's 2.2 million in urban areas, peri-urban areas. So suffer from a drought. So when they talk about the success of command agriculture, what are we talking about? And then when you talk about this vision 2020, what happened to it? Because on the ground we don't see it. Now they're pursuing in the agenda 2030. So I feel like the government in their heads or whatever, they think they have the right policies or they're doing the right thing. But if they come to us door by door and they see how frustrated we are with the policies that they have that are extractive, that are destroying the livelihoods of the government, they'll not be talking. Let's go from our hospitals right now. You know, we are losing people because there's nothing. I will not have gloves, there's nothing. So if someone, a government official, keeps saying, you see, all these tokens that they have are working out. So what is he talking about? I don't agree. And there's no hope. You know, it's so sad, Wuti. As a person who believes in encouraging others, learning means I'm asking myself, what can I really say to a young lover right now? Because all looks like it's bleak. Our future is really, we can't even talk about it right now. And then I agree with this thing. There's nothing, because it's not individuals. We're not taking.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm getting
their own initiative.
Watching Ubambum Lomong is cut this long Mangoi. Unfortunately, time has run out, so thank you so much, Mungena Gutelo. Decent Pachila Nyabonga Kulu Mungena Gutelo, I'd love to give you all your an opportunity to wrap it up. Watwa is Kati, Isis Long Mangoi. Mure Zimbabwe, time flies when you're having fun. Thank you so much to everybody who joined me tonight on The Connection. Tonight on The Connection, Tatinava Nicholas Kajengo, community development practitioner. He has experience working alongside the government. Njalo Visilom Numzana Utisen Collins Bachila. If you're looking to check out more of his program, follow him on social media. Njalo Visilom Samgeli Sochuma. Follow her too on social media. Mure Zimbabwe, ndirotenda zvikuru kune muteereri wese apinda muchirongwa. Tanki, ngabona, wonku mutori, genile ukitelo, ikamalami ngumai kove. Bye-bye!